This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Sniggles News Chief Mammal John Lanza and SECNY Federal Credit Union's Chief Experience Officer Courtney Fulmer talking about how the credit union has impacted their community and how Sniggles News Money Mammals program has supported all these initiatives. We have a huge laundry list of all the cool things that SECNY is working with Sniggles Zoo on, and bringing in kids and getting them engaged and the families engaged, getting employees engaged as well. So just a great, great positive story here, and hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have quite a show for you. But before we get into that, let's do some interviews. We're going to do an interview, but let's do some introductions. How about that? That one will make the blooper reel for sure. Right below us is SECNY Federal Credit Union's very own Courtney Fulmer. She is the Chief Experience Officer there. Courtney, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And then right next to me is Sniggles Zoo's Chief Mammal, John Lanza, a frequent visitor of the show. John, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Mike.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to have you guys here because we're talking today about SECNY's impact in the community and how Sniggles Zoo's Money Mammals have supported their initiatives. And it's really, really cool stuff. John, you kind of gave me a laundry list of what you guys are doing there at the credit union. And it's quite a list for sure. I'm hoping we can get to all of it. But before we get to all that, John, I'm going to start with you. So when you work with credit unions such as SECNY, what's the main goal here? How do you help them reach the kids and the families in an effective and, in particular or specifically, a fun way?
Well, we ultimately just want our partners to love the program and make it their own, which is something that SECNY has done in spades. Our goal is to help them engage young kids. And, you know, originally the program was just the Money Mammals, but now we engage young kids with the Money Mammals, tweens and teens with our adolescence program. And it's all part of the Art of Allowance project, which also empowers parents to help their kids. So we think about it as kind of generational membership.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's such an important age to reach at that time because they're just getting their grasp on money and finance and things like that. And what better place to do it than at a credit union? In this case, SECNY. So Courtney, your credit union and Sniggles Zoo recently took home the MAC or MAC Silver Award for your newsletter campaign. Congratulations on that. And this newsletter campaign was directed at kids, and it was called the Money Mammals Messenger. So can you tell us a little bit about that campaign and how it performed?
Sure. Well, one of the great parts of our partnership with Sniggles Zoo is the collaborative efforts. It really, you know, their team is an extension of our marketing team.
Oh, right on.
And we really work to kind of jive both of our vibes together to put pieces out there that are engaging, that have relative content. And so, you know, this particular piece is, you know, one of many that we do throughout the year with Sniggles Zoo, and we still mail it out, traditional direct mail. There is just still something really cool about having a piece of mail in your hand, especially as a child.
I agree. You know, yes.
Wow, this came for me. We're bombarded with digital, which is also fantastic because if you're a parent and you need to do something on the go, that's great. But the newsletter piece itself contains all sorts of really fun activities. They're relevant. They're short for attention span purposes. We use that piece not only as the direct mail to our students, but also in our branch offices. It makes a great activity for kids to do if they're in there with their parents. You know, the kids don't care about the loan process. They're not into it, you know?
So not yet.
We use these pieces as really great activities and fun things for the kids to do in the branches as well.
That's cool. That's cool.
And we had a lot.
I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
I just have to say on this one, we had a lot of fun because we've been doing this newsletter for a while and we do it quarterly, but we decided this year that the Money Mammals would travel through time. So they got to go to ancient Egypt, age of the dinosaurs, Back to the Future, and then the Renaissance, where my favorite part, one of the characters is Clara J. Campbell, and she was featured in the Mona Clara by Da Vinci. And so it's just like, it's bringing all that kind of fun stuff that Courtney was talking about. So we can, I like this, that jiving our, was it vibing?
Vibes
jiving our vibes. I love that.
That's cool. That is cool. Creativity at its best here. And Court, and you're so spot on about the mail, getting something tangible, something you can hold in the mail. For maybe for an adult, it's like, oh gosh, another piece of mail. But for a kid, it's like Christmas all over again, right? I mean, they just love that when you get something in the mail. For me, what are you talking about? Then they're all over. My kids are the same exact way. So really, really good stuff here. You also hold, Courtney, you hold coloring contests every summer where kids can win prizes for bringing in a completed Money Mammals printable. So how do you market this contest to your members, and how have your young members reacted to this annual event? I'm very excited to hear about this.
We love it. Our branch staff loves it. They love having the kids bring the pieces in when they've colored it. Yeah. Truthfully, you know, it started a few years ago, and it was more a way in the summertime, because we see the kids more in the summer come in with their parents because they're not in school.
Right, right.
So we're looking for ways to engage them since we were getting more of them coming in during the summer. So it initially started out as a branch only in branch project. Mm-hmm. But then obviously COVID happened and we really shifted gears quickly and made it a digital format. So we utilized social media. We had email blasts go out to our Money Mammals members, and they could download and print the sheets at home. They could submit it electronically to us, and then we would print it out on our color printer. And then we ended up the last couple of years using Facebook as the voting. So we would post all of them on our Facebook page, and then we just sort of use the number of likes as a gauge. Every kid that entered got something. So whether they brought it in or they had a digital entry, they were able to get a little prize. And then, you know, like any good parent, we bribed with ice cream. So the winner got a Carvel gift card for ice cream. And that is always a huge draw during the summer. And it's so funny because even just yesterday, just Tuesday, we had a member in the branch. The mother was wondering when our contest was starting for the summer.
Oh, so, right on.
But yeah, we wallpapered the branch lobby with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids love coming in and seeing that. You know, other adults love walking by and looking at all the artwork. And it's really a fun, engaging thing to do with the kids, and especially over the summertime when maybe parents are looking for things for them to do.
Something to do. Exactly. And that brings back memories of me when I was a kid, or our kids as well. We have the big county fair. You have the art project and you go to the county fair and you see if it's in there and if it's hanging up, and you go there, oh my gosh, there's my drawing of whatever, you know, and so exciting. So the same thing when they go into a branch or a crate and they see their drawing on the wall, and that just must make them feel so proud, and it's just such a cool moment for those kids. But the ultimate goal here is to have that connection with the credit union, right? Is that kind of the ultimate goal? And then obviously get a whole finance education, that type of stuff. It's kind of a step-by-step process. Is that kind of the goal here, John, as well? Is like just kind of getting them acquainted with the credit union, getting them connected, and then eventually get them into some sort of financial education as well?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I think, you know, for the younger kids, it's really about engaging them and making it fun.
Right.
And as they get older, this is this idea of generational.
Right.
Then SCCNY can introduce them to kind of products, that debit cards, whatever that might be, as they age. But one thing I wanted to point out here is it was one of the silver linings of of COVID, going through that pandemic, is seeing the resiliency of like SCCNY, you know, partners like that, who just, you know, say, okay, well, this is the situation we're in. Let's take some of these resources and do something with them and give people. And we saw that across the board. And I think it's a wonderful way to just kind of make lemons out of lemonade. SCCNY did an excellent job of that.
Yeah. And I hate to say the P word again, the pivot word, because we all used it 100 million times during that time, but that was a great pivot you guys did, for sure. Tell me about something else here, Courtney, that you guys implemented another program called Whiteboard Wednesdays to seek advice from your employees to improve their office. I really love this because that really gives your employees a voice as well. So tell me a little bit about this. How did you guys provide this, and maybe a couple of examples that you guys received here?
Sure. So I would love to take credit for actually creating Whiteboard Wednesdays, because it was just a phenomenal idea. But it really came about from our previous education marketing manager. When he started with us, we had just gone through sort of a revision of our internal training practices. And we had created this SECMY University program for internal training for our staff. And one of his innovations with that was to create this Whiteboard Wednesday activity. So essentially what he would do is, I mean, he really got into it. He had a white lab coat with our logo on it, brought this big whiteboard in with all these markers. So it was an interactive activity with our staff. And essentially each Whiteboard Wednesday would focus on a different product or service that we offered and sort of allow for some innovation and allow for questions. You know, not everybody may have heard the same thing the same way. Or maybe there's components of this particular product or service that aren't working as we would hope that they were, or are working great, but can we enhance in this manner? Mm-hmm. So it's really been a fun program. Our new education marketing manager has taken over that as well. And, you know, she's brought her own spin to it. So yeah. it's a really great concept that can just be used however you want it to be used. But the staff really love it because it's a chance for them to get their voices in. So they can put anything out there. We say anything goes, you know, you don't have to hold back in here, you know, write on your whiteboard. What's your idea?
Mm-hmm. It's a very transparent suggestion box, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Good deal. Oh my gosh. All right. I wasn't kidding when we had a whole laundry list of things to cover here. So we got another one here, Courtney. You're on the hot seat today, Courtney.
So, I'm on it.
So much fun. I'm loving this. It's a great way to start my day. So you also reward kids in the club with $5 in their on their birthdays. I apologize. Gosh, I'm messing this up really bad. So you reward kids, you reward the kids in the club with $5 on their birthdays if they bring in a special mailed birthday cards into your branches. So what's the redemption rate on these cards, and how do you train your staff to create excitement and an educational moment when the kids come into the branches with these postcards? This sounds like super fun for them. Oh my gosh. Tell me more.
Oh yeah, the kids love it. Our staff loves it when the kids come in, because honestly, I think a lot of our staff are just big kids themselves. So it's, you know, that's half the fun. But our redemption rate for 2021 was right around 40%, which is great.
Yeah.
And especially considering during 2021, we also had a number of months because of the pandemic where we were closed in our branch offices and doing drive-through only. We had limited hours. So we were happy with that.
I would be ecstatic over that. Year. Oh my gosh.
So some of the things that we do, I mean, we really, you know, across the board, we offer obviously a little extra birthday prize from our birthday prize stash. We have had instances where if the front line really knows the parents and the kids, they sing happy birthday to them in the branch. We've gone so far as to accommodate custom requests for birthdays in that, about a year or two ago, we had a mom contact us and her daughter loved the Joe Saves for a Goal book so much that her save, spend, and share jars, her save jar wanted to go towards a Supervine 3000, which is an item in the book that Joe is saving for.
Okay. Okay.
So she actually went out and bought like this decorative vine from Michael's or some arts and crafts store, made up this birthday box and everything. And then she asked if our teller line would keep it behind the line. And then when she brought her daughter in for her birthday, she would be able to get her Supervine 3000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, of course we're going to do it. You know, any chance to throw some sort of party or celebration in the lobby, we're all about. So we've really done a number of different things to celebrate birthdays. And we're also very sensitive to student comfort levels too.
Yeah.
Not all kids like a big deal made out of their birthdays in the branch. Yeah. Some may have, you know, certain, you know, learning challenges or abilities, so we don't want to overwhelm them in the branch. So, you know, certainly we also know that kids are not necessarily regular transactors on their accounts. So when they do come in with that birthday card, you know, we roll out the red carpet for them. So,
oh gosh, talk about fun. Oh my goodness. And what you're explaining here, Courtney, is that it sounds like it kind of incentivizes the staff to get to know the parent or the family or the members here with the kids. So, I mean, that just creates that tighter bond with your membership, I would think. So that's just, all these things are very subtle in what they're doing, but mm-hmm. it's such a benefit to the credit union and to the members as well, because it just builds that relationship so much more. And the members really appreciate that. And then there's that loyalty and that trust, all those buzzwords that just go through the roof here. So sounds like that's what you guys are kind of doing subtly, but it sounds like it's working really, really well, because every day sounds like a party at your credit union. My gosh.
Yeah. We work, you know, we really function as a family. Our staff very much functions as a family. And, you know, that family that's coming in with their birthday postcard, they're part of our family. So, you know, we try to turn things into fun and celebration and, you know, milestones. We do little certificates at the teller line when they hit $100 increments in their savings and things like that. So we really look to, you know, let the kids know that this is a good thing. This is exciting, you know, and reward them for their participation mm-hmm. and their actions mm-hmm. as part of the program.
Yep, indeed. All right, we have time for one more. And John, I'm going to include you in this as well. So Courtney, you offer local teachers free Money Mammals curriculum and teaching kits to use in the classroom. This is so cool. All right, I had to cover this one. So can you tell us a little bit more about this program and how it's been received by teachers and their students? And then John, you can certainly chime in as well. So Courtney, I'll let you go first.
Absolutely. This teaching kit has been hands down one of the greatest tools that we've had to be able to implement this program. You know, we are an educationally based credit union. So our original field of membership served about, I think, 16 public school districts and parochial school districts in the area.
Okay.
So we're very familiar with teachers, and we know that their time is valuable. They are busy. So anytime that we can give them pre-developed content that's relevant and makes sense to what they're trying to accomplish in their classroom is gold.
Yep.
And the kit definitely does that. There's all these really awesome activity worksheets in there. We use those when we go out and do our own workshops in the community.
Oh, wow.
I know the needs and wants sheet is a huge fun activity for the kids to do when they're identifying things they need versus things that they want.
Yeah.
You know, it's really great to have all of that content and that material in one spot and be able to provide it to people that need it. Mm-hmm. And one of the other groups that we've used this kit quite a bit with is our local homeschooling groups.
Oh, great idea.
So it might not be a traditional classroom setting, but they are looking for material as well to work with that. And that's a great chance for us to get in and help provide those lessons and those materials and then serve as a reference for afterwards too. So when they want to come visit us or they want to talk more about, you know, the opportunities that we have in conjunction with the kit, it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's all these things are keeping your credit union name top of mind for your members. Oh my gosh, such great, great methods here. And John, I'm going to let you add on to this one. Tell me a little bit more about these kits. I mean, I think these are so huge for teachers and homes, like Courtney said, homeschool as well. My gosh, what a great, great tool.
Yeah. You know, what's exciting about this is so gratifying when you create something that is used and used so effectively and makes such a difference. That is super exciting for us. And so the kits will include a copy of the book, Joe the Monkey Saves for a Goal. It includes the Money Mammals movie. And we now have digital versions of these. So people have moved on from the DVD. They can just play the digital, you know, play the streaming version of the Money Mammals movie. And then there's a teaching guide that Courtney was talking about that has, you know, pages of great lessons that you can tie to the movie and the book to get kids really engaged. And you could do it for one session. You could do it over multiple sessions, over multiple classes. So it's very flexible.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to also just kind of go back to what Courtney was talking about in terms of that. First of all, the Supervine 3000 in the branch that is so exciting. But the only way that works is when you have set up things like Whiteboard Wednesdays where employee engagement really matters, because that employee engagement leads to the member engagement. So like they've really got all of it covered.
Yeah.
And like you said, this idea that it's a party, because really you do have to make your experience. It's about the experience. You've got to make the experience totally unique because there are other choices. And if you aren't going to make it unique and interesting, it's going to be very hard to attract folks. And so it's awesome to see what Courtney and her team is doing.
Well, and it's also this repetitive positive experience as well that's really attractive and infectious in a good way. So that really kind of keeps you coming back, or like, what's next? What's around the corner? What are they going to do at SEC and why now? What's next over there? So yeah, you guys are living an adventure for sure. Oh my gosh. How much fun
is it? It's the ability to do those one-off things that are just like bringing member joy. That is such a difference maker. It's, it's like, it's just fun to listen to Courtney talk about this because it just makes me excited to create more, you know, more materials for their members.
That's incentive for you too, John. So
totally.
Exactly. And this stuff really sticks with kids. Cause I remember getting a few of these things when I was a kid, you know, through my parents and stuff. And I still remember it to this day. So this stuff really sticks. And then again, to have the SECNY branding there, so to speak, I mean, that's the feather in your cap for sure. All right, guys. I mean, there's actually more here, but I don't know if we have time to go over it, but I will definitely include it in the show notes. But anything else here to add, Courtney? I'll let you go first. Any other items that you want to mention real quick, or lessons learned here, or any results or takeaways?
I mean, honestly, I really thank John and his team for everything they've done to help support us. You know, when we signed on with the Money Mammals program many, many years ago, you know, I was a new mom myself. So I've sort of grown up with my child with the Money Mammals this program as well. And, you know, that helps us, you know, continue to innovate and look for other ways to do things and things like that too, from the personal side of things, not only from the credit union side of things. So, you know, we're just really appreciative of this partnership. We look forward to continuing to do amazing things and come up with new ideas. And, you know, it's really fun for the kids. It's fun for our staff. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. I can see it in your eyes, Courtney. I mean, I can see the passion and the fun and the positive experience. It's, you're glowing with it literally. So it's really cool to see. This is the beauty of video. You can really see what, you know, the person's reaction. So really, really good stuff here. John, final words, any final thoughts here?
Yeah. I think what Courtney's saying, it's so gratifying for us to be able to produce materials that really make a difference. And it's our partners are the ones who come to us with ideas. And that's what kind of drives a lot of this. And I want to circle back to the importance of mailing, just looking at it from the lens of the kid, because we talked a little bit about it, but you know, as parents and as adults, we're like, I don't want any more physical mail. We live in a digital world, but physical mail matters for kids. It's something they remember. It's something even today in our digital world, getting a physical thing in the mail is really exciting for the young kids.
Yep. That's great. Great point. Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Again, we have more stuff to cover, but we'll put it all in the show notes for everybody. And you guys are having a great time there at SECNY, Courtney. I'm almost a little jealous here because I can tell you guys are having so much fun, and that's what it's all about. And then
again, come on out to Syracuse sometime. We'll bring you to the party.
I will be there. All right, Courtney, I'll let you get going. John, thanks again. Appreciate it. You guys, this is a really great relationship that your two organizations have going here. And it sounds like it's just going to get better and better. So we appreciate it, and keep up the good work. Okay, guys. Well done.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you. Thanks, Courtney.
You are.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.